children. I'm going to read the story of when the Lord called Abram for the first time. What did the Lord call Abram to do? Hear the word of the Lord in the book of Genesis, chapter 12. And Yehovah said to Abram, "Go out of thy land, and from thy birth, and from thy father's house, to the land that I will cause thee to see. And I will make thee into a great nation, and I will bless thee, and will make thy name great, and be thou a blessing. And I will bless those who bless thee, and will curse him who reviles thee. And in thee all the families of the ground shall be blessed." And Abram went, as Yehovah had spoken to him, and Lot went with him. And Abram was a son of 5 years and 70 years when he went out of Haran. And Abram took Sarai his wife and Lot his brother's son, and their every acquisition that they had acquired, and the soul that they had made in Haran, and they went out to go into the land of Canaan, and into the land of Canaan they came. And Abram passed through the land, even to the place Shechem, even to the oak grove Moreh, and the Canaanite was then in the land. And Yehovah appeared to Abram and said, "To thy seed I will give this land." And there he built an altar to Yehovah, who appeared to him. And he moved away from there into the mountain on the east of Bethel, and stretched out his tent, with Bethel toward the sea, and Ai on the east. And there he built an altar to Yehovah, and called on the name of Yehovah. And Abram journeyed, going and journeying toward the south. Amen. So what did the Lord call Abram to do? He called him to leave his home, leave his father's house, leave the country he'd lived in and all his family and cousins and relatives, and go away to a new land that he'd never seen before, a land that the Lord would show him. That's pretty amazing to think about. Imagine if you were called to leave America, leave your family and all your cousins and friends, that you're never going to see them again. You're not even going to be able to call them on the phone or send them an email. You just never talk to them ever again. That's what it was like for Abram. He wasn't going to talk to those people ever again. Now, in a way, the Lord does ask this in a much smaller way from each of us. The Lord says that a man should leave father and mother and be joined to his wife, and they should become one flesh. But they have to leave father and mother first. So someday, you're going to live in your own house, not in your mom and dad's house. You'll have your own family. Because the main thing about this life is that we need to learn to follow the Lord ourselves. And that's part of it. And if you have older brothers and sisters who have left home to go to college, that's a little bit like that. It's sad when your brothers and sisters go away from home, but it's part of them hopefully learning to follow the Lord and live a useful life for the Lord and for their neighbors. And in that way, they become closer to the Lord and really closer to you too as they become better and better people. Now, do you know any other stories in the Word where the Lord called people? The first story in the Word is when the Lord called Adam and Eve in the garden. And he said to them, "Where are you? Have you eaten of the tree of which I told you not to eat?" And of course they had. Another story is the story of Jacob. The Lord gave him that wonderful dream of the stairway to heaven and the angels going up and down. The Lord himself was standing at the top, and he said to Jacob, "If you follow me and stay with me, then I will give you this land that you're sleeping on. I'll give it to you and your children, the promised land." Another story that I'm sure you remember is the story of Moses. Remember how he was caring for the sheep, and he saw a bush that was burning but not burning up. So he turned aside to see what it was, and the Lord called to him out of the burning bush, told him to take his sandals off, and he called Moses to do an amazing, hard job to lead the children of Israel out of Egypt. Another story that's a little like that is the story of Gideon. He was threshing wheat in the winepress to hide it from the Midianites who had conquered the children of Israel. And the angel of the Lord came and said, I want you, Gideon, to lead the children of Israel to overcome the Midianites and set your people free. Very hard job. Maybe the best known story of the Lord calling someone in the Word is the story of Samuel when he was a little boy. Remember how the Lord called to him 3 times, and Samuel thought it was old Eli, the priest. And finally, Eli realized it was really the Lord calling him. The Lord called Samuel to be a prophet, that is, to bring the Lord's words, which Samuel would hear, and tell the people what the Lord was saying. And another story that's like that is the story of Isaiah the prophet. The Lord gave him a vision in heaven, and Isaiah saw the angels talking with the Lord, and the Lord talking with them. The Lord was saying, I need to find someone to send to the children of Israel to be a prophet to them, to warn them that what they're doing is wrong, but that if they repent, then I can make them happy. And Isaiah heard the Lord saying that, and he said, here I am, Lord, send me. And the Lord did send him. And in the New Testament, we have the story of Jesus walking by the Sea of Galilee, and he saw Peter and Andrew, and then James and John, who were fishermen. And he called them, and he said, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. He called all the other 12 disciples, and he sent them out to heal people and to share the Lord's word with the people, to teach them about the Lord in heaven. And the Lord himself said that he came to call sinners to repentance, to say to us, you don't have to stay being sinners. You can repent and come to heaven. So there are lots more stories in the Word about the Lord calling people too. And the question is the Lord calling you? Do you think he is? Yes, I think the Lord is calling everyone. He wants us to come to him, so that he can give us a big hug, so that he can lead us to heaven, where we'll be happy forever. And the Lord calls to us in lots of different ways, like the stories in the Word. Sometimes it's like Adam and Eve in the garden. The Lord says, you must stop doing that. That's dangerous, what you're doing. That's bad. You're going to go to hell if you keep on doing that. We hear the voice of the Lord in our conscience, which we've learned from his Word. Sometimes the Lord calls us to do a job that seems way too hard, like Moses and Gideon. The Lord says, it's going to be all right because I will be with you and I'll help you. You can't do it by yourself, but I will make it work. Sometimes the Lord calls us to be a blessing, like he called Abraham to be a blessing, to help someone who really needs help, to show them and teach them a better way, like the Lord sent out the disciples and the prophets to help teach people the way to heaven. So you can see that the Lord is calling everyone. He's really calling us all the time. And the thing is, and when we read and listen to his word, we can get used to what his voice sounds like. We can learn to recognize his voice in our minds and in our conscience. And then we can say, yes, I will follow the Lord, even though it might seem very hard, like Abram, going far away from his family and never seeing them again. I will trust the Lord and follow him, because then the Lord will make me a blessing. He will bless everyone else too.